Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We are live on X this entire hour. Bet_sweats. I'm at Joe Ostrowski. Sam at SP Shoots. And every Wednesday on the show, we go over our power rankings. So this hour, we are live on X. We will cover live dogs and teasers for week number four in the National Football League, and also some of the moves that we are seeing in the NFL and college football cards, respectively. Now, power rankings for this week. We are hunting for value on the board. 15 to 1 or higher. That's it. If the number is shorter than 15 to 1, it could not be mentioned during today's power rankings. We're going to stick with NFL and college football, I believe. I don't think we're shooting to any baseball numbers, at least today. We will talk about some baseball with Alana Rizzo of Foul Territory coming up at 11 a.m. Eastern. So, Sam, start us off. Power rankings go from 3 up to number 1. Value plays on futures in football.
All right, so you know how I feel about Miami and college football. You know how I feel about Carson Beck, the offensive line, defensive line, the wide receiver room. The one thing that holds them back, per everybody I talk to, is the head coach, because he failed to take a knee many, many moons ago. I'm over it. I think we all need to get over it. I think this team is too talented to be held back. So Miami is 15 to 1 to win the national championship. I've got them like 4 points worse than the number one team in the country right now. That's where I'm at from a power rating standpoint. So for power rankings, why is Texas 7-1, Georgia 7-1, Miami's 15-1? Oh, because the coach didn't take a knee many years ago. It's just so lazy to me. I love their offense, their defense, their special teams. I think the talent is too good to be held back. And with this bet, all they need to do is win a couple games, and then you can put yourself in a good spot. Do I think they're actually going to win the national championship? Not sure yet. But I think there's a very good chance, 11-1, maybe 12-0, at which point 15-1 is long gone, and then you see how the bracket shakes out. But there's no dominant team anymore, Joe. Look at these top 3, 4, 5 teams. They're all separated by a handful of points. Ohio State has a very young quarterback. Texas's offense is a mess. Penn State, what are they on offense? Oregon, Dante Moore keeps beating up on Northwestern and Oregon State. Georgia, secondary an issue. Every team has a flaw. So does Miami. But Miami has a nice price at 15-1. So that's my first bet. Long shot to like. Number two, I did finally make a Heisman bet. Once Mateer got hurt, I decided to jump back in with somebody else. And it's not a guy at the top, but he might be at the top relatively soon. I don't know how much Josh Hoover people have seen at TCU. Kid could fling it. Big arm, up-tempo offense. They just went up and down the field with SMU. That team is going to score a ton. And for the Carson Beck stock that I already have, I was waiting to add something else. You had said Mateer 22-1. I didn't do it. I was kicking myself, and then he was 7-1. I'm like, well, not betting the 7. Hoover at 15. Other books have 18. I think this is my second guy. And I'm not going to probably add anything else. Like, I don't want to add 4 or 5 guys. I'm not trying to corner the market, as GRP would say. Just one more bet to feel good about it. Huge arm. I think he's an NFL quarterback, and the offense produces production and points. Go look at his box score last week against SMU and see the potential and the big moments. And they're going to play in a lot of high-profile games where defense is sort of optional. So from a production standpoint and a fireworks standpoint, Josh Hoover is 15-1. Now, I know what you're thinking. Wow, he's really skating close here, because Joe said the parameters are 15-1, and he's giving you 2 15-1s. What a crack. No, all right. How about a 30-1 for you? Understand that I can change my mind on things when injuries happen. I'm not changing my Super Bowl pick, but I'm changing my NFC representative. I came out and said, Bills, Niners, write it down. I didn't know the Niners would be decimated by injuries. You name them, they're hurt. Everybody on the offense outside of McCaffrey. The defense showing some issues now. Bosa is going to be out for the year. I like San Francisco fundamentally. But when you don't have the bodies, what do? So let me add more Bills stock and double down on my stance that the Bills are the team to beat in the NFL. And let's hook them with somebody. Not going to be the Packers. Nah. Not the Eagles, because it's very difficult to get back. How about an exacta? Buffalo Bills over the Detroit Lions in the Super Bowl. BetMGM lets you do these bets. You can either do the exact matchup or the exact result. I'm going exact result. Not a Bills-Lions Super Bowl. The Bills to beat the Lions in the big game. Josh Allen hoists that trophy and brings it back to Buffalo for the first time. That's a 30-1 bet at BetMGM. I probably should put it on line 3 or line 2, but because I love the Bills this much, I saved the best for last.
Wow. Okay. You had me on a couple twists and turns on that journey at number 1. When you said 30, I thought for sure he's going Seahawks to win the NFC. And then as you started talking matchup, I'm like, oh, he's going to have a price. Buffalo to beat Seattle in the Super Bowl. And then you land on the Lions. Interesting. I think that's interesting. I heard this week, like, if the Eagles are there, though, who's betting Buffalo? I know some person. Yeah, you are. Who's betting Buffalo? I was like, Sam is.
Me.
Sam is, Nick. He's betting Buffalo. There's no doubt about that. All right, you're in there. Buffalo, Detroit. It's not only the exacta, it's the result too, right?
Exactly.
Buffalo winning? Okay. Mm-hmm. Hoover Heisman, and you got Miami there. All right. I'm going to start off with a Heisman look at number 3 overall. Obviously, you've got the Mateer news yesterday. Let me throw this out there. Like, I was throwing out the idea of him being ready for Texas. Positive vibes today. This is not my angle in power rankings, but let me just throw out there that there's a Mateer 100-1 out there. If you think he's going to be there on the field for the Texas game, oh, would the voters eat that story up? Just saying, just throwing that out there. But I'm going somewhere else. It's a name I brought up a bunch of times. And then we get this news and the number gets shorter. It's still longer than 15-1, but I feel like, okay, let's pull the trigger. I made the case yesterday. Let's do it. It goes from 20-1 yesterday to now 16-1, the best price in market. Talk about Jaden Maiva of USC. The numbers are there. Okay, poor competition. That's the case for most. But number 1 in the country QBR, number 1 in quarterback rating, number 2 in the country in EPA. So he's already started to impress. The number on him has gotten shorter and shorter, and you can see why. And now you look at the next 3 games. Opponents where he could really put his name out there, really make a jump in the odds. But also, I like the matchup. You look at the defense he's facing, like, they're not great defenses, and they're kind of name brands. Like, believe it or not, Illinois has been a name brand. They're going to Champaign next. Going against, did you see what Indiana carved up? How they played that defense? Oh my God. It was embarrassing. You better get a better effort out of Illinois this week. But of course, Maeva can do that. Then you get Michigan. People will pay attention because you're going to Michigan. Right after that, you go to South Bend at Notre Dame. Has anybody checked in on the Irish secondary? Not good, man. Next 3 weeks, I think Maeva is going to have an opportunity to be among the top names in the Heisman race. Very short number. So I put him at number three, 16-1 as my value future play. Number two is a play I have not discussed on the show. And it was a guy that I thought in the offseason he might be primed for some regression to the bad side, right? Just because of the touchdowns last year. He is on Sam's favorite team. The rushing yards are up there. The rushing touchdowns, he already has four. He's tied for the lead with Jalen Hurts in the league. Why can't James Cook be the offensive player of the year? If he's going to be on the best team, and you rewarded Josh Allen last year with the MVP, I think it's safe to assume they're going to go somewhere else this year, even though Allen is the favorite. We'll see what happens. What about somebody else on that offense that gets credit? The one other constant you have in addition to Josh Allen is James Cook. And if he's the bell cow guy again, he's getting all those looks inside the red zone. Why not at 25-1? If the numbers are there, I could see it. He got his contract in the offseason, and he's still producing. So Cook at 25-1. I've talked a lot about JSN. Yeah, I bet it at 50. I'm not going to give it out at 35 when we were talking about it at 50 in that 60 range. So I think James Cook is an interesting look. Number one, go back to my favorite awards market. Can't talk about Dart anymore because those 25s are long gone. But there's another guy with value down the board that got his first real opportunity to produce over the weekend, and he did in a tough matchup against Green Bay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quinshon Judkins is 20-1 for Offensive Rookie of the Year. I thought it was going to drop a whole lot more. It was 20 at a lot of books on Sunday morning. And he goes for 94 yards and a touchdown on 18 carries. And it's still 20-1 at some books. That's wild to me. In a wide open race, Judkins gets in his first real go at it. Like, he had limited snaps the previous week, but he gets the start. He gets almost every carry. 19 rushes out of Cleveland. 18 of them went to Judkins, even though his snap count, he was out there about 55% of the time. So when he's out there, the ball's going to Judkins. His snap count almost doubled. So what's it going to be like moving forward? I would think he's going to get even more love. Sam, you watched that entire game. You were surprised he didn't get more touches, but he was very productive in the 18 that he did get. 18 rushes against a very good defense. So I'm going Judkins, Offensive Rookie of the Year at 20-1. James Cook, Offensive Player at 25-1. And Maeva, 16-1 for Heisman. What do you think?
I like that list. Really, you're trying to find the next Heisman parachute because there's going to be somebody in that 15-20 range that is going to end up being 10. And it could very well be USC's quarterback. If they go into Champaign and lay one on, and I know there's a lot of this right now in this space. Well, you know, Illinois will bounce back. Illinois just had its soul ripped out of its body. And now you have a bunch of guys in the secondary banged up. I see four guys on the injury list. And then you have another guy. Is it Miles Scott who's going to miss the whole first half? Because he had a targeting and he's not going to be out there for the first and second quarter. This is shooting fish in a barrel for USC's offense. And you notice that number is getting up there. The look-ahead number was 1.5 on USC Illinois. Now it's 6.5. What did you like about Illinois? What's getting you excited to take the points with the – oh, because it's an early kickoff. Oh, got it. Oh, it's a 9 a.m. kick. Right, because USC can't wake up early and dominate that ass. Yeah.
The more you look at it, I know. My first thought was, oh, Illinois getting a touchdown at home. They'll show up in some sense, right? Bielema will have them ready. And then the more you hear about the state of that secondary and you look at this matchup, Lincoln Riley, I don't know, man. It might be ugly again.
It's a front-running team, a lot like their front-running fans. They have to play from ahead. They can't play from behind. It's like the Indianapolis Colts. When we finally see Daniel Jones go down 14-0, that's going to be a different team. And if USC sets the pace here, you need an offense that's very, very conservative to open everything up and start throwing the ball around. And that's not what they do. That's not Bielema ball. Bielema wants to go up 7-0, sit on it, grow the lead, run the ball, play good defense. USC's like, we're throwing for 400. So this is a mashup of styles. And if USC gets its way, yeah, of course, they're gonna have an opportunity to put up some points here. You've done pretty good with the Heisman, too. You keep picking the right guys. Just need them to stay healthy.
We'll see. We had this conversation yesterday. For those that weren't with us, I'm torn on Maeva and Aller. And you make a good case for Aller. If he has a big weekend, he's going to be there. He's going to be in that conversation, especially Mateer out. Yeah.
I think Penn State's defense is going to stuff Dante Moore in a locker, though.
And that run game, dude. That's a good matchup for them. I don't know. Felder told us Penn State is no good, so I can't wait to see what happens as far as that result goes. Oh, man. Good weekend, college football. Joe O, Sammy P, Live Dogs and Teasers on the other side, BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.